Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jared McNeil, and I am the director of the National Book Festival.
Yes, we are talking, as you mentioned, National Book Festival coming back to the Washington Convention Center on Saturday, August 24th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hey, thanks for doing this. This is like an annual tradition every year now.
No, my pleasure. We need to connect more often. I say this every year, but you know, whenever we do this, it's like it's good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Annual tradition. All right.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to connect every year and excited to talk about the festival and all the exciting things that we have planned.
Awesome. Well, before we get into any of the specific authors or events, let's start with like big picture stuff. What year are we in now?
Yeah, so this is our 24th National Book Festival, and we're excited to be back at the Washington Convention Center and looking forward to having thousands of people come out and celebrate with us for our 24th anniversary.
Awesome. Now, I know I can say 24th anniversary. Am I allowed to say 24th annual, or is it because of COVID, math is all off now? Can I say 24th edition?
It is 24th annual because even with COVID, we had an iteration that was fully virtual. So go for it. It's our 24th annual.
Nice. Sorry, the virtual, it kept the streak going. Okay, so 24th annual. That's great. And what sort of, one more big picture one before we start. Like, how much, do you know how much you've seen it grow in terms of, you know, how many guests usually come out from 24 years ago to today?
Yeah, so the National Book Festival has had many iterations throughout the years. We started out on the National Mall. We've had it at the Library of Congress, the East Lawn of the Capitol, and most recently in the Washington Convention Center. So we've kind of executed the National Book Festival in many different ways. What we see now with our 24th iteration of the National Book Festival is people love that there are restrooms and air conditioning, elevators, and a capability for people to have a good time while in a safe space.
You mean there was no air conditioning on the National Mall?
The porta potties and the air conditioning, you know, people enjoy it for what it is, but no air conditioning, sadly.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm kidding. It's the best spot to do it, probably. The convention center is great. And another real quick before we get to the lineup, like go into the mission a little bit, like, you know, year in, year out, what is sort of the mission? What's the goal of the book festival in terms of, you know, sparking reading among folks in the DMV?
Absolutely. As the nation's library, we partnered with Laura Bush in 2001. And at the time, Dr. James Billington wanted to really create a place where literacy and reading can be elevated to the American people. We've been continuing that tradition over the past 24 years to really excite American readers into, one, getting to know and meet and watch their favorite authors, but then also connecting with new ones and connecting with individuals who like the same books and literacy that they do.
Love it. Love it. All right, without further ado, let's go into the actual lineup of different authors. And just a disclaimer, folks, there's way too many to highlight them all here on these two 45-second radio seasons. So you can go to the website, loc.gov, and find the full lineup. But I'll maybe we'll stick to some of the ones that you have up here as featured authors. I think there's like five of them. So I'll tee them up. You don't have to run through them all at once. I'll tee them up in individual sound bites for you. So I'll throw out a name and you can tell me sort of what book they're promoting. All right, so let's start with Sandra Cisneros. What is that project?
So Sandra is going to be on the main stage celebrating her 40th anniversary of the house on Mango Street. And we're really excited that she's coming to talk to us and really just kind of revisit that wonderful story.
All right, cool. Well, that sounds cool. And then also Tamron Hall, a name and a face people will recognize from, you know, cable news and everything. So what is Tamron going to be promoting?
Tamron is coming in and as doing a presentation on The Confident Cook, talking about cooking, and we'll be partnering in the presentation with Lish Stealing.
Oh, so it's going to be like recipes and things like that?
Yeah. So they're going to be talking about the cookbook and talking with the, you know, those in attendance and those online to see how they can connect and learn to cook these recipes themselves.
Awesome. Yes. So any foodies in the house would love to check that out. I believe Tamron, you know, in addition to sort of the news stuff that we've seen, I think also was like a guest judge on Beat Bobby Flay and Emeril Live on Food Network. So, you know, she's done some of this similar stuff in the past. So don't miss it if you're into food and drink. All right. And then a name everyone's going to know, the prolific author, James Patterson. what is Patterson promoting at the book festival?
Yeah. So James Patterson will be kicking off our main stage. Dr. Carla Hayden, the Librarian of Congress, will open the stage And James will be talking about the secret life of librarians and booksellers, kind of a departure from his traditional stories, but we're really excited because the secret lives of booksellers and librarians profiles Americans and how they read books. So we're really excited about this.
Oh, that's awesome to be able to see, a different side to James Patterson, because we all know sort of like the Alex Cross and, that kind of stuff. But this is going to be a cool way to see a different side. All right, and then next, Doris Kearns Goodwin, one of the biggest, most famous biographers, presidential biographers, etc., of our time. So, what is Doris talking? She's joined us a couple times on TOP, but what's she talking about here?
So she's actually doing a personal history about her own love life and the unfinished love story. So this will be kind of an insight into her own life and who she is as an individual and how she came to be one of the more recognizable names that we have when it comes to biographies and historians.
Yes, and so that's going to go into her personal life and marriage to the late Dick Goodwin. If anyone remembers that name, it's because I think it was one of the main characters in that movie, Quiz Show, the Robert Redford movie. Awesome, underrated movie, great movie. All right, and then maybe time for one more. How about Max Greenfield? We all loved him as Schmidt in the movie New Girl. I think he was also in Promising Young Woman, where he was more of a bad guy in that one. But what's Max Greenfield doing here for you all?
So, in addition to being a heartthrob and actor that we've all seen on the small and big screen, he's also a writer, and we're really excited that he's going to be talking about Goodnight Thoughts, a book that he's promoting this year, and we're really excited to have him on the main stage talking about his latest release.
That's funny to me that he is doing Goodnight Thoughts, like a bedtime story picture book, while you just had Zooey Deschanel do Harold and the Purple Crown, another kid's book at the Library of Congress. And, they were co-stars of New Girl. So there you go. Some of your favorite sitcom stars are also, helping out in the realm of children's picture books at the Library of Congress. I love it. Giving back. All right. Anything other than those five featured authors? Yeah, that's sort of the ones I was teeing up for you. But is there any other events and fun? I know it's all fun and free, but like any other specific events you wanted to highlight?
Yeah. So, in addition to some of those that we've talked about, we have a great lineup of fantasy and sci-fi authors, including James S.A. Corey from The Expanse. We have Rebecca Yarros, discussing her romanticizing of novels in the fantasy world. Some of you will recognize Ernest Cline, Christopher Paolini, also in the amazing fantasy and sci-fi world of Ready Player One and Eldest. But some of our normal big hitters who return and are great are obviously the David Baldacci, Meg Medinas, and so many more.
Oh yeah, and Baldacci is from around here. I think from Virginia, and he's called in. Gosh, I
All
don't know,
the
two or
time.
three times onto our station, and he's like a friend of the station now. It's always great to see. You can't go through an airport gift shop without seeing his books. You know what I mean? He's everywhere around. Well, that's great. Yeah, I guess sort of in closing, I mean, that gives me more than enough to work with on in terms of like the actual events. But I guess sort of in closing, just sort of speak directly to our listeners. Pretend I'm not even here, and you're just talking directly to them. Like say they're riding in the car, hearing this on the radio. Just say, hey, DMV, come on out, and remind them it's all free.
Thanks, Jason, for having me. Really excited to be here as well. Again, and on an annual basis, as you said, August 24th, Washington Convention Center, the National Book Festival is coming back with over 10 hours of programming, 90 authors. Come down, doors open at 8:30. We are going to have all kinds of activities for the book lovers as well as families, including this year, a STEM district sponsored by General Motors, our story district sponsored by CoStar Group. And we're wrapping out the evening with a Who Knew production, which is a trivia-based collections program from the Library of Congress. We're really excited to have everybody come out and hope to see you there.
Ooh, a little trivia at the end. Now you're talking. That's what I'm talking about. A little trivia at the end. That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's all collections based from the Library of Congress. We're going to make it a happy hour with snacks and drinks, and people can come and have a good time.
Awesome. Just careful on the escalators after the drinks. Man, oh, that's great. All right, cool. Well, again, everyone, it's the National Book Festival. It's gonna be all day, like you said, on Saturday, August 24th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Doors open at 8:30. And I believe some of it'll be live streamed, right?
Yeah, our main stage will be live streamed all day long. And if you miss any of the presentations, they'll be available at loc.gov/bookfest as videos on demand following the festival.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And we'll definitely make this and keep going as an annual tradition. It's always fun to talk to you every year.
All right. Thanks, Jason. You have a great one.